What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Passport Bro Gets Brutally Rejected by the Clock Tower in Cartagena, Colombia by a prostitute. So as you guys know, I went down to Colombia for a couple of days, fucked a few hoes, and looking for space to build a, not build, but to have a restaurant down in Colombia. As you guys know, I have a restaurant. It's a food truck. It's called Egyptian Shawarma here in Florida. The most important thing, guys, when it comes to a restaurant is location. I would rather have amazing location and mediocre food than a mediocre location and amazing food. Obviously, here in small town USA, you know, you're really not gonna find that FU spot, at least not without paying, you know, thousands of dollars of rent a month. So I'm thinking if I go to Colombia, where our money goes quite far, I'd be able to get a fuck you place in Colombia where it's in the mall or it's in a very busy area. Guys, shawarma is actually becoming popular in Colombia now, okay, guys? So we might actually be on the wave of something really big in Colombia. Shawarma is really popular all over Europe, especially Eastern Europe. As you guys know, they call it kebab, Turkish kebab over there. But our shawarma, Egyptian shawarma, is different, better different than what they have with the kebab. So I am certain, guys, if we are in the proper place, we're gonna whoop some ass. So that's why I'm going to Colombia, and I'll be going back to Colombia in a couple of weeks because I'm with the Remax, believe it or not. Apparently Remax is worldwide and they have an office in Medellin, and they're helping me find a place in Colombia where I can do this. I'm really hoping I can do this in a kiosk, okay? I just need a kiosk in the mall. All I need is a flat top. It can be electrical. It doesn't have to be propane. And that's all I need. All I need is a flat top and I'm good to go. Just straight up shawarma. That's it. All day, every day. All right? So getting back into the video. And before we get back into the video, server update. The cloning from the old server to the new server is going well. It's hella slow because, again, the distance between the two servers is over 2,000 miles. They're in a totally different company. Thirdly, like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, we have it in raid, meaning that the reason I'm looking outside because I see a car coming in. I don't know if they're a customer. You can always tell if it's a customer or not. If it's a customer, when the car makes that left turn in here or right turn, they drive slow. If they're a customer, if they're not a customer, they just keep on driving by. So I guess those people who just turned in were not customers. So the cloning is happening. It's just that it's taken way longer than expected because, again, 2,200 mile difference between the two data centers. They are not from the same company. And thirdly, we are doing the cloning in RAID mode where it saves more securely on the hard drive. So that takes a while. But God willing, we should be done with the cloning by the end of the month. Everything is going as planned as of right now. So that's good. As for Grabber working with YouTube, I guess Suzanne's ghost finally had the last laugh. We use a third-party software developed by somebody who's experienced in cloning other websites, and he's now having problems grabbing videos from YouTube. Apparently, guys, YouTube is becoming far more, I don't want to say strict, but they're just coming far more censorship than they are. They already gave me a couple of strikes on YouTube. They deleted a couple of my videos. Don't know, don't care. That's why we have MGTOW TV. Sandman had to hide his YouTube channel because they're going after him. So, you know, election coming up, you know. So right now the Jews are in anti-freedom of speech mode. So yeah, for the foreseeable future, guys, YouTube grabbing videos off of YouTube. We don't know when and if it will come back. We are able to clone Rumble. We were able to clone BitChute. We were able to clone Odyssey. Just can't do YouTube, at least for the current time. So that's an update about me. Like I said, want to do a restaurant down in Colombia, but it's gotta be a fuck you place, like a mall. Can't be like in the middle of nowhere here in small town USA. And the server update and YouTube update. So let's get into this video. Passport bro gets brutally rejected by a prostitute in Cartagena. So to start out with, guys, when I went to Cartagena this time, there were not that many black people, okay? The last few times I went to Cartagena, like the first time I went to Cartagena, guys, almost a year ago, it was like all black people. It was as if all the dusty, grimy black cells, you know, the old heads, you know, the black people who are like in their 50s and 60s who think they're fucking Jay-Z in his prime. That was all there was, guys. You go to Medellin Airport, you go to Cartagena Airport, you go to the clock tower, that citadel down in Cartagena. It's all fucking passport bros, guys. It's like all the fugly, delusional, simpy black men America had all descended on Cartagena. In fact, it was so bad that not just the Cartagena government, but the Medellin government as well, had to actually go out and take steps against American black people, you know? The mayor of Medellin was going through the airport, going up to black Americans saying, "Hey, bro, don't do this nigger shit in my city, bro. I'll put you in prison," you know? They had, and I took a picture of it, and I took a video of it, so you guys know, you saw it with your own eyes, you know? They had posters all over Medellin, whether it's in the airport or in the city, you know, in English, because, you know, they're going after the passport bros, right? Telling Americans, "Hey, man, if you come here and you fuck with underage kids, you're going to go to prison for at least 25 years. Now, when I went back to Cartagena and Medellin, those posters were gone. Black people were gone. Honestly, guys, the number of black people I saw in Cartagena probably were under 10. And believe it or not, I've seen more passport hoes than passport bros in Cartagena. As you guys know, women in general, they don't do something. They're not mavericks. They usually wait for men to do something, and then they go out and do it after all the men did it. So a lot of passport hoes, they went to Colombia thinking that, "Oh yeah, well, if these dusty black men can get pussy in Colombia, well, my big fat Shaniqua ass is gonna get some good dick." Yeah, it doesn't work like that, honey. You know, you're still fat, ugly, and your name is Shaniqua. So, I think the passport bros finally learned the lesson which I've been saying all along. American black men outside of Tyrone and Pookie, American black men are just not desirable, okay? They're not desired by any race of woman. They're not desired by a foreign woman. Heck, even black women back in Africa don't want the average American black man. So what happened with the passport bro movement, as you guys know, it was headed by a retarded kid who cuts hair for $2.99 in Texas, who told black men, "Oh yeah, bro, you just hop on a plane, you get out of the airport, these baddies, they're gonna be waiting for you on Tinder because you are an exotic black man." And these black people, they got robbed, they got murdered, they got drugged. It was just really, really bad for them, okay? Now they are getting brutally rejected by fucking prostitutes. So I was at a store, it's a 24-hour store at, there's a couple 24-hour places at the Citadel, guys. I mean, you can be walking around the Citadel like fucking 3 or 4 in the morning and you can still pick a pussy over there. As you guys know, I got me a girl over there, so I'm happy on that front, guys. I don't need to go to Cartagena to pick up a hoe unless the bitch like throws herself at me, which I had happened before. So this black dude, so here I am, I'm standing in this store. It was raining outside, so I decided to go into a store just to walk around, maybe get an energy drink. I was really getting out of the weather because it was raining, it was thundering. So here I am in this store, and I got my Red Bull. Well, not a Red Bull. Red Bull is too expensive. I got Ampere. By the way, guys, if you go to like Colombia, Mexico, they have an energy drink over there called Ampere, okay? It's just like Monster, but it's a lot cheaper, okay? Ampere, for the most part, is under a dollar, okay? It's Latin made. It's like the Latin version of Monster. It works, that's all that matters, and it's under a dollar. And it's under a dollar, so I'm good on that part. My phone is about to die, but I think I got time. I think I got at least 10, 11 more minutes. Worst case scenario, I'll put the charger in if this video goes over 20 minutes. So here I am, I'm walking in the store, I got my Ampere drink. I'm about to check out, I'm waiting in line. And of course, you know, the hoes, they were in the store entrance, you know, also escaping the rain. And here comes this overweight, ugly, somewhat short passport bro. You know, he like creeps up on this super hot girl. She's a prostitute, obviously. She's way out of his league in the looks department. So he creeps up on her. He puts his hand on her back. You know how when a guy puts his hand on a girl's back, kind of like this? That's what he did. And boy, this woman gave him the nastiest look. You know, that look was second to the Arab sale back in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. I told you guys that when I was in Riga, I was at a nightclub in Riga, and this fucking Arab sale, you know, he goes up to like a Latvian girl. She herself wasn't much to look at, by the way, you know. Unlike most Latvian chicks, this bitch was actually short, chubby, she had no ass, face wasn't all that good, she was like a 4. So the Arab cell, he goes up to her, creeps up on her, puts his hand on her back, and she shoots him the nastiest look I've ever seen in my life. Well, this prostitute in Cartagena, she gave this passport bro the second nastiest look I've seen in my life. And that's a fucking prostitute, dudes. You know, that's her job is to bust it wide open for any dude who has money. But the problem here, guys, is that passport bros, incels, you guys gotta understand, dudes, prostitutes actually have standards, okay? I'd venture to say prostitutes probably have higher standards than most women. Prostitutes probably are cleaner than most women. Like most prostitutes, guys, you gotta wear a condom and no kissing on the lips, okay? That's how clean most prostitutes are. But the modern woman here in America especially, they don't give a fuck, dude. You know, so what does that tell you? You know, what type of world we live in when the fucking prostitute is actually cleaner and has better standards than your typical woman? So this passport bro dude, he got brutally rejected. And I think American black men are finally realizing the fact that they're just not desired by anybody outside of Tyrone and maybe Pookie and Ray Ray. The average American black man just is not desired all over the world, you know. So this is why I'm not seeing that many passport bros in Colombia anymore. Now they're all going over to Kenya, you know. The 20-some-year-old kid who cuts hair for $2.99 in Texas, you know, he's telling all these black people, oh yeah, Kenya is the future, come to Kenya, only real black men will come to Kenya. Guys, Kenya is a fucking shithole, okay? Let me tell you something. Kenya is a vassal state of America. If America tells Kenya jump, Kenya doesn't even ask how high. They jump and they just wait for America to tell them, you know, jump higher, okay? So that's number one. Kenya is a vassal state of America. Number two, their leader, Mugambi, is super corrupt. Thirdly, the government is very, very tyrannical. They're trying to impose an all-digital system. They're trying to get rid of cash. There's a reason why there is protest, riots, and somewhat of a civil war going on in Kenya, because they don't want the government to get rid of cash. They damn well know once they give up on cash and everything is digital, the government can be like, yeah, well, we don't like you, so you're not going to eat, you're not going to travel, you're not going to go to the store. So pretty much everything that America wants to do to us Americans, but they can't do it because we got guns, they're trying to do that over in Kenya. And again, they're trying to introduce the whole digital-only system for money and getting rid of the cash. So Kenya is not a good place for you guys to be in right now. Secondly, in addition to a corrupt, tyrannical government, Kenya has one of the highest HIV infections in the world, okay? Let's keep it 100. Black people don't use condoms, you know? So the chances of you getting infected with AIDS in Africa and spreading it around Africa, spreading it around America, assuming you actually come back to America, assuming an American girl will want to sleep with you, which I think is non-existent, going to Kenya, chances of you getting infected is supremely high, okay? So you guys gotta understand, dudes, okay? The same retarded kid who's telling you, come to Africa, come to Kenya, Kenya is the best place in the world, he did that with Colombia. What happened when you black men went to Colombia? You got raped, you got murdered, you got drugged. The people hate you over there. They don't like black people in Kenya. They don't like black people in Colombia because of the passport bro movement, you know? Like I said, you know, like the Jewish saying says, leave it to the Kushites to fuck up the unfuckable, okay? Colombia was a good, safe place to get cheap pussy, but you black people, you went there, you tripled, quadrupled the price of pussy, you made it super dangerous. But you know what? Ever since the Colombian government started cracking down on you, also guys, if you go to rent an Airbnb in Colombia, they'll tell you in the listing, hey man, this is not for passport bros, okay? Don't bring fucking prostitutes in my place. You guys remember that video of a passport bro in Cartagena? Like four black dudes ran a train on this Venezuelan chick and then they refused to pay her. And she ended up like breaking the table, you know, shouting, yelling, you know. They don't want that nigger shit in Colombia. So, yeah, Colombia, the people, the criminals, everybody cracked down on black Americans, which was a net positive at the end, you know. When I was walking around Cartagena, I was doing this video thing from Cartagena. Normally, I wouldn't do that, but because of passport bros, the police presence was so great. They had police, they had private security. They really cracked down on criminals because of the passport bro movement. So at the end of the day, the passport bros, like I said in the past, passport bros were so awful that they actually forced the Colombian government to do a good thing, which is to actually police the tourist areas. And again, the women, they don't want black men, you know. Like, black men going to Colombia in the past were considered exotic. Now, because you got all these black cells going to Colombia, the vast majority of black men in Colombia are fucking sexually repulsive. So now Colombian women are like, if you ain't Tyrone, we don't want to fucking deal with you like that anymore. So the black man has really gone down in status because of the passport bro movement. And now all of you black dudes are going off to Kenya because some retarded 20-year-old kid who cuts hair for $2.99 told you to go there. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, man, passport bro is a fucking CIA psyop, okay? Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother was able to do something that the U.S. government couldn't do for 150 years. That is get black American people to self-deport. You know, how many thousands or tens of thousands of black Americans went to Philippines, Southeast Asia, Colombia, Brazil, Latin America, and now how many tens of thousands of more black men are going to Kenya because of some 20-year-old retarded kid, right? So when you guys go to Colombia, you're gonna get murdered, okay? When you guys go to fucking Kenya and get HIV, you're gonna end up dead, dude. So what does that tell you? The U.S. government wants to get rid of black people. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, okay? Jews use black people same way they use Muslims. They use you to do nigger shit. They use you so you can fuck up white people's shit. And then when it's mission accomplished, like for example, okay, when black people go into a neighborhood, white flight, white people leave and the price of everything goes down. So what happens is the Jews, they go in, they buy everything, and then they jack up the prices, and now black people can't afford to live in that place, even though black people were brought in there to get rid of white people, you know? Same thing with Muslims in Europe. Why do you think the Jews are bringing Muslims into Europe? They're bringing Muslims into Europe to cause political stability, to cause economic downturns, okay? And when the Jews finally get what they want, what ends up happening is that they end up getting rid of black people. Guys, it's super easy to get rid of black people. I mean, for God's sakes, dudes, tens of thousands of black people went overseas because of a 20-some-year-old retarded kid who cuts hair for $2.99. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, once the Jews had what they want when it comes to Muslims, when it comes to blacks, the Jews are gonna go like this and they're gonna exterminate you, dudes. They're gonna exterminate black people like animals. They're gonna exterminate Muslims like animals. And they're already exterminating Muslims in Palestine, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares about black people. At the end of the day, nobody cares about Muslims, okay, guys? I want you guys to understand this and understand this really good. I made a video when I was in Cartagena where I told you, you cannot run from what you are, nor can you pay out of in seldom, okay? Black people and Muslims, especially the brown Muslims, you're the lowest status people out there, okay? You're ugly, you're low IQ, you have no redeeming qualities. I mean, think about it. At least black people can sing and dance, you know, and chase after a ball. But what the fuck can you Muslim sellers out there do, right? Nothing really, if you think about it. So at the end of the day, I mean, look, there's a genocide going on in Palestine right now. Is anybody caring? Other than a few Instagram posts, shit like that, nobody's doing anything. Dude, they're literally starving women and children in Palestine right now. Nobody's doing anything about it. Why? Because, again, you're short, you're brown, you're fugly, okay? You're low IQ. You have no benefit to mankind, you know? Imagine if Muslims went into, like, fucking Sweden and they're like, you know, we're gonna rape white women, you know, which is what they're trying to do, by the way. Guess what? White people are fighting back, yeah! Why? Do you think white dudes are gonna let their woman get raped by short, brown, fugly Muslim sales? Hell no. But yet, Muslims, the world has no problem watching women, children, elderly men get starved, get genocided in Palestine. Why? Because again, it goes back to the fact that you're short, brown, fugly. Goes back to the fact that you're low IQ. It all has to do with the fact that you have no value for humanity. This is why you can exterminate Muslims, you can exterminate black people, and nobody's gonna give a flying fuck about that, dudes, okay? So, at the end of the day, man, I just want Muslim sales and passport bros out there to understand, dude, you cannot run away from what you are. You cannot buy your way out of inceldom, okay? This is why all you Muslims, you all become doctors out there, okay? Dude, let me tell you something, guys. Do you have any idea how many Muslim guys or doctors, but they're short, brown, and fugly, they got married, and when they get married, the girl has a kid, and then she gains like 100 pounds? Why do you think she does that? She does that so she can purposely become sexually repulsive to the man, okay? Like the Colombian girl I'm with, I told the bitch, lose some weight, bitch, you know? So, and she's, to her credit, she's losing some weight, okay? Why? Because she values me. Well, why does she value me? Well, first of all, I'm the total opposite of short, brown, and fuggery. I know some of you guys are going to say, well, I'm really kind of brown. Guys, if I lift up my shirt, I'm like fucking pale white, you know? I just tan really well, okay? And I'm tall. I'm like fucking 6'3", okay? The first thing Sandman said to me when he saw me in Toronto a couple of months ago is, damn, you're tall. Yeah, I'm 6'3", you know? Now, unlike Yogi Obes, I'm not Chad, but at the same time, I'm not Coach Pitchville Fugly. So, you know, that kind of works in my favor. So, at the end of the day, guys, it's all going to come down to looks. I don't care how you slice it, how you dice it. Today's a very slow day, guys. I've been here since like fucking 4 o'clock. I've been here for 4 hours. I only had one order, and so it's like it's not even 8:30 yet. I only had one order. I got Uber, I got DoorDash. They're not doing anything. I had one order from a guy who walked up to us because he bought from us before, and he's going home. He doesn't feel like cooking, so he bought from us. I only made like $15 today, you know. Yesterday, I made almost $200, and usually Mondays are the slow days. So, that's on. Yeah, my battery has about 10% left, which is fine. I'm almost done anyways. That's what I'm telling you guys. When it comes to restaurants, you're better off. With an amazing location and mediocre food than you are with amazing food and a mediocre location. This is what I'm saying. If I do this shit in Colombia, my restaurant in Colombia, it's got to be in a fuck you area. It needs to be in an area where there's hundreds, if not thousands of people pass by it every day. And people who have money too, you know. You don't want to be fucking in some sort of fucking Colombian ghetto, right? You want to be in a mall. You want to be in Poblado. You want to be in Lorales. You want to be in the more upper class areas where people got money, shit like that. Lots of people pass by your place. That's what you really want. So, like I said, guys, it's relocation, dudes. It's really a location. So all of you guys out there who want to have a restaurant in the future, I'm telling you guys, out of experience, you are better off with an amazing location and mediocre food than mediocre location and stellar food, okay? I know some of you guys out there are going to get smart and say, well, you know, if my food is great and my advertising is top-notch, no. Most people are not gonna come out of their way to go to you, okay? They might come out of their way maybe once or twice a month just to eat your food. But in reality, no. Most people are not gonna go out of their way for you. You need to be in a location where you have real-life people. And this whole DoorDash, Uber thing, it's not what you think. Very, very few restaurants out there, guys, can actually survive off of DoorDash and Uber. I know a couple of Chinese places around here, they pretty much closed up the restaurant and they're just doing DoorDash and Uber. But as we all know, Chinese is number one in takeout, you know. So for most of you guys out there, relying on DoorDash and Uber really isn't gonna be all that for you. Relying on advertisement really isn't gonna be all that for you. Relying on the fact that you have amazing food is not gonna do all that for you. So again, anybody watching this motherfucking video, if you plan on opening a restaurant, I cannot stress this enough, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not hyperbolic, you're better off with a amazing place and mediocre food than you are with a amazing food and a mediocre place. Location, location, location. Kind of like how looks matter, guys. Looks fucking matter, okay? If you don't have looks, it's GG. You're gonna be a beta box deluxe to some hoe, guys. So that's really the crux of the video that I'm trying to get to you guys, is that if you're fugly, amen, there's nothing you can do about it, okay? Don't think you're gonna hop on a plane. Don't think you're gonna get a college degree, become a doctor. Dude, no. If you're fugly to women here in America, you're gonna be fugly to women all over the world, okay, guys? In the past, some woman would have accepted you out of desperation. But now, no, they're not, dudes. A woman, a lot of these women who are prostitutes, dudes, they're not desperate, guys. A lot of these women, they ain't desperate, dudes. In fact, a lot of these women who do prostitution, they actually have decent jobs, and they just do the prostitution thing as, well, first of all, they do it for money, obviously. And then they do it as some form of excitement in their life, you know? So this is why these women can be picky. You guys need to understand, dudes, unless you're going after a drug addict, unless you're going after a underage girl who's desperate, which again, passport bros were notorious for that in Colombia, by the way, that's why the government cracked down on you, you're really not gonna get a beautiful woman who's gonna be with you if you are ugly. Because you guys have to understand, at the end of the day, if you want good pussy, a woman has got to choose to be with you, okay? You cannot force a woman to be with you, unless of course you rape her, which is illegal. At the end of the day, guys, looks matter, you know. This whole thing, if I'm gonna go to the third world, I'm gonna exploit some woman, shit like that, first of all, it really doesn't work, unless, of course, you know, you're exploiting underage women, which is illegal, and you're a fucking dirtbag, and you need to be killed for it. You know, there's an American dude who got banned from Colombia. He's a fucking creep. I'll be doing a video about him. His name is Red Beard Rance. If you go on YouTube, type in Red Beard Rance. He's a fucking creep. He actually got banned from Colombia, according to my lawyer. So, also, you know who else is getting banned from Colombia? Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother. But please, don't ask me who reported him to the Colombian government, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you guys out there to understand this. Muslim sales and black people are at the bottom of the bottom. The more you guys try, the harder you will fail. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. I probably got 5% of battery. I'm gonna be done in the next 2 minutes, okay? The worst thing you can do to hopeless people is to give them false hope, you know? Here in America, they say the worst thing you can do about something is nothing. In the Middle East, it's the opposite. The best thing you can do about something is nothing. Why? Because Middle Eastern people, a lot like black people, they're gonna fuck shit up. You guys gotta understand, as Muslim sales, you're losers. As black people, you are losers. So if you guys go out and you actually try, you're gonna realize the hard way how much of a loser you are. So you dusty, grimy, black American men here, who girls wouldn't even look at you, and you guys think to yourself, I'm gonna go to Colombia, I'm gonna walk around wearing fucking sunglasses at night. I'm gonna wear gold jewelry, you know, fucking thick gold teeth. I'm gonna walk around like I'm Jay-Z in his prime. No, you're gonna get murdered and robbed, dude. That's what's gonna happen. You ain't gonna make no girl's pussy wet, okay? You Muslim sales out there who think to yourself, oh yeah, bro, I'm gonna get me a Muslim alpha male course. I'm gonna hop on a fucking horse. I'm gonna wear a diaper on my head. And I'm gonna go la 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 on a horse. Yeah, no, that's not gonna make any girl's pussy wet, dude. Okay, let's get that out in the open. And if you guys try, you'll just realize how much of a loser you are, you know. How many Muslim sales are in fucking Europe right now thinking that they're gonna get blonde pussy, but at the end they have to rape women, you know? Because, again, see, there's nothing worse than finding out you're a fucking loser. That's the worst feeling in the world. The worst feeling in the world is finding out that you are a fucking loser. I would rather have you living in your mama's basement, playing video games, eating Cheetos all day, and thinking to yourself, yeah, why bother, I'm a loser, then you going out there bothering and end up finding out that you really are a fucking loser. Like, here in America, guys, I get little girls looking at me here and there. It's nice, like, yeah, if I get them, cool. If I don't get them, oh, well, they're just going to shrug their shoulders and go about their day. But when I go to Colombia, dudes, I'm happy. I'm one happy motherfucker in Colombia. Why? Because I can get pussy in Colombia, dudes. I'm happy, dudes. Here in America, I'm in fucking monk mode here in America, dudes. I don't even bother talking to a woman. I told you guys, first of all, I avoid women here in America. Secondly, dudes, these women, when I go to Starbucks or the Beta Male Cafe, they know my order. In fact, I don't even have to talk to the bitch. You know, they just know my order, dude. So here in America, I'm in monk mode. I'm not even thinking about women. Why? Because I know I hop on a plane, 3 hours. Guys, let me tell you something, dudes. The trip from Lauderdale to Cartagena is 2.5 hours by plane, okay? My Airbnb is literally a stone throw away from the airport. I don't even have to take a taxi or an Uber to my Airbnb. It's literally a 5-minute walk away. And my Colombian girl, I give her access to my room, you know, before I come. So, literally, guys, within 3 hours of leaving Lauderdale Airport, I got pussy, okay? By the time the plane will land in Cartagena, my girl's legs are up in the air, 10 toes up, like Coach Greg Adams says, okay? So that's why I go to Colombia. That, and plus I will be doing business there as well, you know? I'm hoping to do the same thing with Ukraine later on, but that will be a different video. But to end this video, guys, is that if you're a natural-born loser, it's really better for you to remain being a loser than to go out and try and find out the hard way just how much of a loser you really are. Anyway, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.